All right, so I saw a meme on Facebook, as you can see on the screen. It says, we thought 2020 was over, but you pronounce this year as 2021, W-O-N, one, and we pronounce the next year as 2022, as in part two or also. So I don't know about you, but I'm not excited about 3 years of 2020, but that's the way it goes, right? As we see, 2020 is continuing to rear its ugly head here this morning. Last week, we talked about 2020 and talked about some of the positives that have come out of this year and of the pandemic. Because we can always look back and say, oh, this was bad, this was terrible, this was horrible. But we also can look back and say, you know what, there were some good things that came out of 2020. And it's important that we have perspective. And yes, it was a terrible year by many accounts. Many people lost their lives, many people were ill, many people were hospitalized. But we can still look back and see that there was still some good and that God's purposes still prevailed in 2020. We learned that we can connect with one another. Even if we can't connect in person, we can connect online through Zoom and through telephone calls and things like that. We learned that family time is really valuable. It caused us to slow down and really not take our family for granted and to really grow closer to them. Maybe a little too close at times when we were in lockdown. But it caused us to pause and really consider, you know, maybe all that stuff that we're doing all the time and that we're rushing back and forth to do in a normal year, maybe that's not as important as what we really thought. And what really is important are those connections and those relationships that we make with our family and with our friends. So what are some things that you're grateful for 2020? What did 2020 teach you? And I'm going to ask you all in the room to answer that question. And I'm going to ask those of you watching online to answer that question as well. And if you're watching online right now, type into the chat, either on Facebook or on Zoom, and type in, what are you grateful for 2020? What did you learn about yourself or your family or your friends in 2020? What lessons are you taking from 2020? And we'll come back to that in a minute. I'll read your chats. And then those of you in the room, I'm going to ask you as well to answer that question so that we can really celebrate some of the positives of 2020. So when they come in, I'll read those. And it's important that those things are remembered. There's already been some terrible things in 2021, as we can see on the news. And the worst thing is not the computer dying this morning. The country is more divided, I think, than it was in 2020. Even though the country was really divided in 2020, this first couple weeks of 2021 has shown that that division is even growing even more and even more violently. The events at the Capitol this past week sent shockwaves through the nation. Some of them have labeled it an insurrection or an attempted coup, and some label it a peaceful protest of patriots that just got out of hand by a small group of people. And I'm not going to go into that and say which one of those things is true. I think the truth is probably usually somewhere in the middle. But the president announced that he's not going to attend the inauguration of Joe Biden. That hasn't happened in 152 years. The outgoing president has always come to the inauguration. Last time was when Andrew Johnson didn't attend the swearing-in of Grant in 1869. Rick, you remember that one, don't you? Our nation is broken and in distress, and who knows what the next days, weeks, or months will bring. But in reality, no one ever knows what the next days, weeks, or months are going to bring. Proverbs 27:1 says, don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. And Ecclesiastes 11:6 says, plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon. For you don't know if profit will come from one activity or the other, or maybe both. We're each like vapor, Scripture says, like the morning fog. Here 1 minute and gone the next. James 4 says that. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. Our lives are like this in the scope of eternity. Yet this is important and valuable. You are important. You are valuable. And God has put you in your particular place at this particular time for His particular purposes. You have a purpose in your life. And God wants you to discover what that purpose is and then wants to give you the tools to help fulfill that purpose. We don't just sit back and let life happen to us. God still expects us to plan, to focus, to live lives worthy of the gospel calling that he has placed on each of our lives. Jeremiah 29:11, a very familiar verse, says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." God has plans for you. God has a purpose for you. And as we begin a new year, it's important that we set aside time to think about that purpose, to think about that plan. Because that's just the natural order of things, right? We get to a new year. If we don't look back at the past and think about what we've learned in the past and how God's been faithful to us in the past, we don't learn from it. We just go through life humdrumming. Humdrumming? Humdrumming, there you go. Okay? But the point is that God's got a plan and God's got a purpose, and we need to make sure that as followers of Christ, we're seeking those plans, discerning what God has for us to do. Matthew 24:42-43 says, "So you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when it is least expected." We need to be alert. We need to stand at the ready. We need to put on the full armor of God. Jennifer talked about that a couple weeks ago, about putting on the full armor of God. We are in a spiritual battle. And it's not a battle about politics. It's not a battle about social issues. It's a battle about, do people know that Jesus is the Christ, Son of the living God? That's what ultimately matters. Not saying that that other stuff doesn't matter, but what really matters is, who do you say Jesus is? If you don't know where to start on your journey, if you say, "I don't know what God's plan is for my life. I don't know what God's purpose is for my life." Start with Matthew 6:33-34. "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Start with what God has said all of us need to do, and that's put God first. Because when you put God first, everything else starts to fill in the way that it's supposed to. And the second verse in this section, and usually we stop there and say, God will give you everything you need. We don't read the next verse. But the next verse is important, and it's important for many of us to hear. Because it says, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Don't worry. Some people get so concerned about, "Oh, I don't know what God wants me to do," that you just freeze. And so you don't do anything because you don't want to do the wrong thing. I don't know if you can relate to that. But you don't want to do the wrong thing, so you just freeze and don't do anything. But what God wants you to do is say, "Hey, look, if you're putting me first, then do something with it." You don't have to know all the details. Don't worry about the details. God is going to give you the details as you need them. And you know, sometimes God waits a long time to give you the details, doesn't he? It takes a long time sometimes. And sometimes I'm doing something and I'm thinking God's got a plan for me. And I'm like, "God, anytime you want to, you know, confirm this for me or show me something or give me the next step, I'd really appreciate it." But you know what? God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. He makes us step out in faith. I think about my own journey about job situations. And coming to Hayes 12 years ago now, or 13 years ago now. It's hard to believe it's been that long. But God kept me waiting for this position right up until my last position stopped paying me. They gave me 3 months of pay afterwards for a time so I wouldn't have to find another job in between positions. And right as soon as that pay ran out is when I got the call to come to this church. God waited to the last minute before he provided this. When I got my teaching job this year, I was hired 2 weeks before school started. 2 weeks. God waited to the last minute again. So maybe if I can learn this patience lesson, maybe God will stop doing that to me. I'd really like to get a job for next year ahead of that 2 week window. But you know, that's just how God works. He wants us to step out in faith. He wants us to trust him. He doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow. And so that's just my journey. And maybe you can relate in your own life where God's just said, go and take a step, and not shown you if when you take that step, if there's going to be anything under you to step on. Kind of like that Indiana Jones movie where the bridge is not really there. You can't see it. But he's got to take that step and he starts to fall and then the bridge is there. God is that bridge. He's not going to let us fall. But we have to take that first scary step to do it. When we put Christ first in our lives, everything else starts to fall into place. But it doesn't happen by accident. We have to purposely choose to put Christ first in our lives. We have to purposely say, you know what? I am going to put Christ first. And as I've said many times before, choosing Christ is not a one-time event. You don't one time, when you become a Christian, say, I'm going to follow Christ, check, that's done. No, it's something that we have to do every day. We have to decide to follow Christ. Sometimes you get in situations and it's minute by minute. Those tough situations, you have to choose, no, you know what, I'm tempted to do this, but I'm going to choose to follow Christ in this minute. And sometimes that's all you can do, 60 seconds at a time. And that's okay. You just do 60 seconds. And when that 60 seconds is up, you say, okay, I'm going to choose Christ again for that next 60 seconds. And do it less, do it 10 seconds if you need to. But keep choosing Christ, because that is the way that you're going to find fulfillment. That is the way you're going to find inner peace in these times of turmoil. It requires a choice. So let's go back to what we've learned from 2020 and what we're grateful for. Let's check the online thing and see if anybody followed my directions. All right, there's a couple in here. Let me see. Okay, Chris Smith says the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. That's something he's grateful for in 2020. Jennifer Urban says how to praise God even in the midst of troubles. Amy Hawkersmith's parents said not getting sick. So that's something that they're thankful for. Betty Rupp said that God blessed us through our kids as they showed more love and concern for Dean and I so that we'd be protected against COVID. And with Dean's health issues, they've been very helpful. Nan says that she's thankful the Earth's ecosystem, atmosphere, water, soils, plants, and animals to have been given a short respite during the last winter's worldwide quarantine. And for caring, hardworking individuals and groups who are trying to save our world. Those are some things that our online friends have said. What about those of us in the room? What are some things that you've learned from 2020 or some things that you're grateful for out of 2020? All right, you've learned to be prepared. Be prepared, absolutely. What else? Had to learn to take care of yourself, yeah. We had to get our independence on pretty quick, didn't we? A renewed assurance that prayer is very important. Pat says our body healed. Our body heals, and they were able to get over the coronavirus. What an amazing body God has given all of us. Yes. Gary's grateful that his family, he hasn't experienced any loss due to COVID, even the ones that have been sick. Billy's dad's cancer has been healed. Marilyn was able to rejuvenate and get her energy back because she was getting too stretched in too many activities. Okay, Lori says she saw the church family really stepping up and providing meals for one another and connecting with one another in this time of COVID. All of these are great things that have happened in 2020 that we need to carry on into 2021. Even if things get back to a new normal, we don't want to lose these things that we've learned. We don't want to lose these lessons that we have. We don't want to lose our gratitude that we have for God and for others that we've gotten through this 2020 pandemic. So as we begin this morning in 2021, I think it's time for a spiritual checkup. So I'm going to ask you three questions that I want you to consider. The first one is, through what difficulties last year did God try to teach you to rely on Him? We really need to take time to reflect on what God wanted to teach us, both individually and corporately, in 2020. If we don't remember the past, what do they say? You're doomed to repeat it. And so if we don't remember the lessons from 2020, we're going to go right back to the way we were acting in 2019. And maybe there's some things that we were doing in 2019 that maybe we really shouldn't have been putting so much focus and energy on. And 2020 has kind of stripped all that away. And we need to make sure we don't just jump back into the normal of 2019. We find that new normal and that new life of balance and focus. Number two, am I growing in my faith, developing spiritual fruit by spending time each day in God's word and prayer? What is it that I continually struggle with? Which fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23 do I need to cultivate in the coming year? Are you spending that time with God in prayer, in His Word every day? Even if it's just a minute or two. When I was a youth minister, I gave the kids a 3-minute challenge. Read the Word for 2 minutes, pray for a minute. Everybody has 3 minutes a day that they can spend in reading and prayer. You can read on your phone. You can read. They always thought it was funny that I said you could do it in the bathroom. You got 3 minutes in the bathroom. Use that time. Okay? Anybody can do it. You got it on your phone. You've got prayer you can do anywhere. Okay? Just spend that 3 minutes. Follow that 3-minute challenge. If that's where you need to start, that's okay. And if you go longer, great. If you go shorter, fine. Just get into that habit of spending time in God's Word and in prayer. The fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians, Paul says, there is no law against these things. So of those fruit of the Spirit, which fruit of the Spirit do you need to focus on and work on this year? Is there something in your character that you say, you know what? I really struggle with patience. I really struggle with loving my neighbor. I really struggle with finding joy in all circumstances. What could you focus on in 2021? Number three, am I connecting with others and using the gifts and abilities God gave me by serving and sharing my faith with others? Think about the names of the people that you wrote down last week on your prayer card, of those people that are not attending a church regularly. How are you going to reach out to them? It's one thing to pray for them, which we need to do, which is what we talked about doing last week. But we can also be the answer to our prayers. And God expects that from us. God expects us to do something about our friends and family who do not yet know Christ. And so what are you going to do to reach out to those people and to show them the way of Christ? Because guys, it's an eternal issue, isn't it? It's one of those things that matters in the end. You feeling uncomfortable or feeling embarrassed about sharing your faith or something like that, that's something that goes away. But their choice whether or not to follow Christ or not, that has eternal consequences. And you may be the only Jesus they see. They may not come into a church building to hear a message of the gospel. But they're going to be watching you and seeing how you live. So we need to make sure that we're sharing our faith with others. And number four is something new that we're going to try this year that I'd like to do. What is God putting on my heart to be my scripture verse for the year 2021? I want everyone in church this year to come up with a scripture verse that you're going to memorize and focus on in 2021. There's a handout in your bulletin, and there was one put online through the electronic bulletin. It's also posted on Facebook in our group, in our private group, and on our Facebook page. And it just has a bunch of verses. If you say, you know, there's 33,000 verses in the Bible, and I'm telling you to pick one, That's a tall order. So this gives you some ideas of ones you could pick. You don't have to pick one on the list. You could pick your own. You could go to Google and do a concordance search of just, say, whatever topic it is that you really want to focus on this year, search for that. Search Bible patience, and it'll pull up a list of verses that go and talk about patience in Scripture. If you need to find working on your joy in Scripture, in life, go to Google and type in Bible verses about joy. You'll get a million hits on joy. Spend time in prayer. Think about what verse you could focus on in 2021. Many people say pick a word of the year, and that's fine. That's great. But how much better is it to pick up God's word for you for the year? So if you've picked a word for the year, I don't want to discourage you. I think that's a great practice. Find a Bible verse that goes along with your word of the year. Like I said, if you pick patience, find a verse about patience. If you pick joy, find a word about joy. If you pick the word survive, which I saw some people pick, find verses about perseverance. Okay? Let's really dive into God's word and select a verse that can be meaningful to you in this coming year. And then memorize it. Write it down in your own handwriting. Write it and put it somewhere where you will see it every single day, so that you can start your day focused on that verse. Put it in your car if you have to. Tape it to your steering wheel. Just don't read it while you're driving. Okay, think about, where can I put this verse to keep it in the forefront of my mind? Because it's hard to pick a verse in January and then think about it still in November. Okay, but that's what we want to do, is we want to pick that verse now and think about it all year long. Let God's word permeate your heart, permeate your life. Then commit that verse to memory. Memorize that verse. As you face the challenge the new year will invariably bring, you can recall that verse to mind and focus on God's word for you. God's words, instead of all the noise that you hear from the television and from the media and from your friends and from your family. You have one place that you can go, and that's Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. We are going to use the Word of God to equip us and prepare us for 2021. Because guys, 2021 is not going to be all roses and cupcakes. We're going to be wearing masks for a long time still. I read something this week that said that if we get out of masks by the end of the summer, we're going to be doing good. Because that's how long it's going to take for all the vaccines to start working and for people to be developing immunity. Now take that with a grain of salt. I'm not an expert. Don't comment on my video and say, oh no, this is going to happen. I didn't mean to step into a political minefield if I just did. But it's going to be a long time before we're going to be able to see each other face to face in real, you know, without that mask. So what are you going to focus on in 2021? Are you going to focus on all the negative? Are you going to focus on all the what-if worry? Or are you going to focus on God's word? New Year's resolutions often fail. And statistics say that most of them fail by the end of January. By the end of January, 80% of people have already broken their New Year's resolutions. So don't make this a New Year's resolution. Let's make this a priority. And something that we're going to do today, when you go home today, or if you're at home now, when you turn off the stream, look over those verses, read through Scripture, do your Google search, and pick your Scripture verse. And then I really, really, really want you to email me or message me and tell me what verse you picked. Because I want to make a display somewhere here at church with all of our verses. And I'm not going to put your name to the verse, so don't feel like you're going to like, oh, I picked that verse. What are they going to think about me? Okay, there's no names on them. We're just going to write the verses up somewhere in some sort of display so that every time you come into this building, you'll be reminded, oh yeah, that's my verse. and you can see that everyone else is doing the same thing, that we're all focusing on the same thing, and that is God's Word. Memorizing Scripture is never a wasted endeavor. Putting God's Word into your heart is never a waste of time. And so select your verses this week, message me, email me, carrier pigeon me, telegraph me, you know, phone call. Let me know what your verse is. And if I don't hear from you, I may just call you. You get the call from the pastor. Uh-oh. I'll bring out my teacher voice. You have a missing assignment. So let me know what those verses are. Let me know what you're going to focus on in 2021. For my verse that I've picked, and I wasn't going to share this, but I will, and I haven't memorized it yet, so I'm going to have to read it, but it's Psalm 16:8. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That's what I'm going to be focusing on in 2021. It gives me my command to focus on the Lord first and foremost, and then it gives me my assurance that with him by my side, I will not be shaken. And that's where I'm going to spend my time focusing on in 2021. What do you need for 2021? Where can you focus in 2021?
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.